The Business of Boxing versus the Boxing of Boxing, Part 263. This is Juggernaut Joe Joyce, who, for a while, was considered in the same breath as Dynamite Dubois, coming up British heavyweights, both. And Dynamite Dubois has that loss to Alexander Usyk in a kind of mitigated way, because was it a low blow? Yes. Yes, it was. If the referee doesn't tell you where to put your shorts, if they're higher, that's part of the kidology of boxing, perhaps. But the referee should have done that, and he didn't. So, yes, it was a low blow. It was on the belt line. However, people are saying, well, he could have beaten Usyk in the meantime. So he's burnished still, even though he lost. In the meantime, Zhang put paid to Juggernaut Joe Joyce. And he's now on the, not even on the main event of a boxing card, coming back against Cash Alley, who is famous, as we are reminded by the commentary team, for, as the man who bit David Price. Blast from the past, and there you go. He will have been picked to provide a challenge to Dubois, but also to not to trouble Dubois too much. But he did. Well, actually, he didn't. Joyce. He's there to not trouble Joyce too much. And Joyce troubled himself. It wasn't Cash Alley, really, who was trying to bring Joyce on so he could get a counterpunch in there. And Joyce was searching for him most of the night and put him down and out in the 10th of 10 rounds, like he did with Dubois, actually. He left it late, and he came in at 20 stone, heaviest he's ever been, and, you know, he looked lumpen in there. Richie Woodall famously said, he needs to look good tonight. It's not just about whether he wins or whether he loses. He needs to look good tonight. And I agree with that. That's the business of boxing, isn't it? And really, he couldn't put him out. He was open the whole way through, because he is the juggernaut. He comes forward, open the whole night to that overhand right from Cash Alley, who threw it over and over again, and it bounced off Joe Joyce's head. That's got to be soul-destroying for a man, a boxer. And also, he dug in, did Joe Joyce, a lot of body punches, which eventually, around the seventh round, took the energy, sapped the energy away from Cash Alley, whose work rate slowed down. No head movement, by the way, from Joe Joyce, but it's not about that, is it? It's about a coming forward, nice guy, know what you're going to get, comes forward. I think he's found his level, to be honest. I think the fight against Jiulei Zhang, you know, he beat Joe Parker, but Joe Parker held on to beat Jiulei Zhang recently. So it's a roundabout, isn't it? But I think that Joe Joyce might well have... I don't think he's championship potential, to be honest. Certainly not on this showing. Now, the boxing of boxing affected the business of boxing, because he had to look good, and he didn't. And he couldn't get Cash Alley out of there, even in the ninth round, when he had him bothered and stumbling a little. I mean, he finished it with what was sort of a short right uppercut come jab. And Ali was just, his tank was drained by that time, and he was out. And actually, he tried to get up and probably could have finished the fight. And as commentary said, in a way, we're willing him to finish this fight. You shouldn't be saying that, and I shouldn't be thinking that, when it's really there for Joe Joyce, this fight. Not Cash Alley. But Cash Alley fought himself into the fight. Why? Nothing Cash Alley did. It was what Joe Joyce did. He harmed himself here in the business of boxing by not coming forward enough, by smothering his own work, by looking a bit lumpen. We know he's not going to provide that kind of silky skill. We know that. And he had more pep in the seventh and went through the gears a bit, which made Ali hold on a little more. He threw more, went after him with a bit more purpose. But really, against a fighter who didn't offer much, it was mainly Joe Joyce who hurt his prospects here. And the boxing of boxing, what he did in that ring, affects the business of boxing, how you're going to match him. Is anyone looking at that going to say, oh, well, maybe they will. Maybe champions will say, he's an easy night, I'll have him. Because he didn't offer much against Cash Alley, a fighter who you wouldn't have even expected to have been there in the 10th round against Joe Joyce. So the juggernaut rolls on. But it's not looking great for him. And who will he fight next? I think he needs several tune-ups. It's a long way back to that championship chance. And on this showing, it's going to be a hard road as well. Ta-ta.